Friday.
Taking us into a special community catch-up with intrepid local journalist Penny Faree on the microphone on a Friday morning. Penny, welcome back.
Morning, Mike, and good morning to all our listeners tuning in this morning, Friday. Yay.
You've got another fantastic roundup of what's been happening in the last week of local activity on the KZN North Coast.
Yeah, so we each week on a Friday, we're going to be looking at the five stories that dominate our social media and the stories that people are currently talking about. And this week we're kicking off once again with Kwadukuza, where the leadership vacuum continues. Now, it's very important because the municipality is expected to hold yet another special council meeting this morning, and they're going to be electing a mayor and deputy mayor. Now, it's been nearly 2 weeks since the ANC recalled both Mayor Ali Ngidi and his deputy, Jabula Tele, after findings over the misuse of luxury vehicle hires and unauthorized spending on private security. Huh. Now, the ANC is pushing to bring in Stuguzo Gumede. He's a former Lemba district mayor, as the new mayor, and the former Kwadukuza mayor, Lindiwe Naka, as his deputy. And Gumede last held office in 2021, while Naka was ousted just last year in a very dramatic vote of no confidence. Now, obviously, this move hasn't come without controversy. There was a planned council meeting that was supposed to take place on the 31st of July, but that didn't happen because my sources said that the ANC from the province, some of the ANC people weren't happy with the choice of bringing back Naka. But since then, she's actually been cleared of all six alleged charges against her.
Ah, so the path is maybe clear
for her. So it's going to be very interesting to see. You know, the DA together with opposition have 31 votes against ANC's 28. So the question is today is whether the opposition will be able to unite and form a coalition to actually put their own candidates in. We're going to have to be monitoring it very carefully. So I'm quite interested. I'm going to be going there soon after we finish here.
We can count on you to report back.
For sure. And then the second story is from Monday. Very important. The South African Social Security Agency, SASSA, they were rolling out a new mandatory biometric system for all new social grant applicants. And this means fingerprints and facial scans will now form part of the application process, and it's aimed at rooting out fraud, and they're looking to strengthen the integrity of the grant system. Now, more than 19 million South Africans depend on grants, so the stakes are very high. Nationally, they said that the new system is going to ensure that every beneficiary is verifiable, because there's been obviously lots of loopholes. And just in KZN, we're one of the biggest grant-receiving provinces. In June, over 4 billion was paid to more than 12 million beneficiaries here in the province. So there's lots of high stakes here, and that means for many families on the North Coast, it could mean shorter queues, fewer disputes, and more trust in the system. And the third story we're looking at is the environment. Obviously, this is a new initiative that was launched between Communities Against Pollution. It's an independent NPO that focuses on the air quality in our region. And they partnered with the Dolphin Coast Residents and Ratepayers Association. And CAP have 15 independent monitors that they've placed in strategic areas on the North Coast, which track the PM2 levels. Those are the particles that penetrate into our lungs and cause serious health risks. And they are going to be giving residents quality readings. For the first time, we're going to be getting a weekly snapshot of what the pollution patterns are like. And this is quite important, especially during the sugar burning seasons from April to December. And we all know without data, there's no way to hold polluters accountable. So every week, we're going to be able to share the readings for a snapshot of the quality of the air during the week, and public can actually access their social media platforms and look at it themselves. And a story that's obviously been dominating the headlines since forever is the electricity.
Yeah.
While we're watching the air, many are still in the dark. You know, electricity outages continue to plague the North Coast. And in response to the massive fallout of the crippling blackouts during the Christmas season from last year, Dolphin Coast Residents Association pressed NERSA, the National Energy Regulator, to investigate Kwadukuza. And actually, they stepped up, and they've been doing an audit on Kwadukuza Municipality's capacity to distribute electricity. They've done physical inspections of the municipal assets, and their findings will determine whether KDM has been meeting the obligations for technical reliability. And that audit report will be presented to KDM, and then they have their discretion to disclose it to the public.
So if they decide not to disclose to the public, they could keep it under wraps.
Absolutely. But obviously, when I spoke to Docker, they said they're going to be pushing very hard for accountability, because obviously we deserve to know what's going on. And this is quite important, because it's a significant development is happening in eThekwini. They've become the first metro in South Africa to receive ministerial approval to generate their own electricity, which is going to reduce reliance on Eskom. And under the agreement, eThekwini can produce 400 megawatts from independent producers.
Wow.
So officials say this could have saved the city 5 billion rand, unlock 8.5 billion in private investment, and create over 2,000 jobs. And obviously, this is quite important on the North Coast, because it's a sign of what's possible. Municipalities are reclaiming control and possibly shielding residents from the electricity instability that we've all been experiencing. So, it could be something that could work for us here on the North Coast.
Really interesting. Yeah.
And then finally, we're going to be ending with our story that I spoke about last week as well. It's captured hearts across the country. Opal, 45-year-old orangutan living in the Natal Zoological Gardens near Pietermaritzburg. And she's become the focus of a powerful community campaign. Residents of the North Coast have now rallied to fund an independent veterinary assessment for Opal to determine her health and readiness for relocation to a sanctuary, because her owner, Brian Boswell, has said that she's not fit to be transported and she's quite happy here. But Ban Animal Trading have been fighting for her release for over a decade, and the petition that's currently happening has drawn more than 82,000 signatures.
Wow.
And this campaign just recently garnered new momentum with Nikki Arthur. She's from the North Coast, and she has put this movement, Get Vocal for Opal, on the socials, and it's got a lot of traction. The SPCA actually described her enclosure as a barren daytime cell. Let me read what she says. With only a few poles to climb, no trees, no companions, and constant onlookers, for a species known for intelligence, deep emotions, and strong social bonds, the loneliness is unimaginable. So Opal's story is a reminder, no animal which is so sentient, so emotional, and intelligent should spend her life in a cage. So we're asking to support the campaign. I'm going to be doing a story on it. And for those who want to look at the campaign, you can go to change.org and look, and also, go onto Facebook. They ban, they have Ban Animal Trading has got the details there on their Facebook site as well.
Wow. Opal the orangutan. Yeah. She, how old is she now?
She's 45 years old. Yeah, and she's been retired for a long time, and she has got no companion. She's been living in isolation for a long time.
She was a circus animal, and now spending her time.
Yeah, she did have a brief stint with the circus, but it's just heartbreaking when you see photos of her. It really is, and it's drawn a lot of compassion. So we're going to be monitoring and following this, and seeing if there's a good, good ending to this story. We hope that it will. It.
Wow. Yeah. Well, what a diverse range of stories.
Yes,
hey?
It's a wrap up.
Five for Friday.
Yep.
It's been quite a week.
And under 10. Yeah. The news cycle's always very busy on the North Coast. And it's politics, environment, energy, social stories.
It's quite an interesting and exciting part of the world to live in. I mean, stuff is happening.
Very much so. A lot happens.
And luckily we've got you to help us make sense of all of it, Penny. And we'll be looking forward to another catch up at the same time, same place next Friday. What do you say?
Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening.